USA News, I'm Lance Pry. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago. Another cyber attack has hit the U.S. government. Government authorities say they are working urgently on damage assessment after several U.S. agencies were hit in a global cyber attack. U.S. cybersecurity officials said yesterday the ransomware attack appears to be part of a widespread and coordinated effort to exploit a vulnerability in a widely used software. The mayor of Miami, Florida, is tossing his name into the 2024 presidential race. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the Republican nomination. He announced his run on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday, a day after filing official federal paperwork. Texas state law now requires college athletes to compete against athletes of the same sex they were born with. Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 15, known as the Save Women's Sports Act, into law yesterday. The governor said it's unfair for women to compete against men for scholarships, titles, and athletic records. USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
The Department of Justice has announced Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's accused of leaking dozens of intelligence documents to the online gaming service Discord, was indicted by a federal grand jury on six counts of retaining and transmitting classified national defense material. Teixeira is a 21-year-old from Massachusetts. He was arrested by FBI agents in April and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000 for each count. Also from the Department of Justice, they are expected today to release the findings of its two-year investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland will be joined by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and MPD Chief Brian O'Hara. They are scheduled to appear this morning. Food and Drug Administration advisors are recommending that COVID vaccines be updated for the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Singer Dionne Warwick had to cancel a show outside of Chicago this week. Warwick says she started having issues with one of her legs. The good news, she says, is she's already on the mend, but needs time to get back to 100%. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.